Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Zertucci, Z-E-R-T-U-C-H-E, first name Marco, M-A-R-C-O, date of birth January 23rd, 1965, date of evaluation October 17, 2024, referring physician Dr. Eric Steffman. The chief complaint, 59-year-old male referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. The HVI, the patient is a 59-year-old male with multiple injuries, period. He is now scheduled for left elbow surgery, period. Patient reports an industrial injury to the left elbow, period. He stated that he and a co-worker were attempting to lift an approximately 500-pound object. The co-worker was unable to lift his portion. The patient subsequently felt a jolt, injuring his left shoulder, period. This occurred in approximately 2018, period. Patient was initially evaluated at Kaiser and was told that he had pulled a muscle. However, comma, he continued with pain, period. He was then managed conservatively, period. He had further developed right wrist and elbow injury, period. These two also cause increasing pain, period. In the interim, he had tried a PRP injection, but this resulted in no significant improvement, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery, and he is seen preoperatively, period. His past medical history, one DVT, first dated January 17, 2014, is involved with right low extremity, neck number, pulmonary embolism, past surgical history, right wrist, carpal tunnel syndrome, medications, Lipitor 20 milligrams HF, Eliquis 5 milligrams 1 BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had congestive heart failure, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, he notes prior marijuana use, but none in 12 years. He previously used cocaine and methamphetamines, but none in 12 years, period. Review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable, head, he states that he was hit by the police but with a baton in his head several years ago, period. Eyes, he wears glasses. He has mild cataract. Cardiovascular, he reports that he has a dilated aorta, which he stated was 4.1 centimeters and involved the thoracic aorta. Neurologic headache, your systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/84, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 70.5 inches, weight 259.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Skin, he is noted to have multiple tattoos throughout his body, period. Otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeleton, the right shoulder demonstrates a well-healed scar, period. There is tenderness at the lateral epicondyle of the left elbow, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 72 beats per minute, period. There is low limb lead voltage, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable, period. Lab work, sodium 140, comma potassium 4.2, chloride 103, bicarb 29, BUN 17, creatinine 1.35. The white blood cell count 9.2, hemoglobin 17, platelets 211. The urinalysis, specific gravity 1.032, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. He is noted to have history of DVT and prior history of pulmonary embolism, period. It appears that he has history of unprovoked DVT / pulmonary embolism, period. He also gives history consistent with a thoracic abdominal aneurysm of 4.1 centimeter, period. The patient is currently scheduled for surgical intervention, period. His blood pressure is noted to be minimally elevated given his comorbidities, period. His overall risk from surgery is certainly increased given history of DVT, pulmonary embolism, and aortic aneurysm, period. Despite the same, there is no contraindication to proceeding, period. The plan, I have started him on metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams 1 PO daily. He is otherwise cleared for his procedure, period. He is to follow up with his primary care physician with regards to his multiple medical problems. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, only dictation. Thank you.